Graduation this year at San Jose State University is going to be a very different experience. There will be no ceremony, virtual or otherwise. However, the university has produced a variety of videos to honor its graduates and is inviting them to come back this fall or next spring to walk across the stage once it is deemed safe to do so. Joining us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline is WCBS 880 News anchor Steve Scott from New York, who was supposed to have been walking across the stage roughly at this very moment had that graduation taken place as originally planned. Steve, great to have you on our airwaves. For anyone who's not familiar with the work you're doing, you're essentially our counterpart in New York. You're a great guy. You've got Bay Area roots, and you've got a San Jose State University backstory. Walk us through that, if you would.
I do. Hi, Jeff. Hi, Patty. You know what? I went to San Jose State with Kim Vestal. So it's great
that
to hear you have her on the radio. You know what? I started
that
at San Jose State in the fall of 1979, quickly proved to be a better radio student than I was any other kind of student. I limped my way to my senior year, but got a radio job offer and decided to take it, and I stopped going to school. And I said, well, I'll finish at some point. Well, fast forward 35, almost 40 years ahead, I was still a college senior, and I just decided maybe it's time to try to get this done. And I actually sent an email, a cold call email, to the San Jose State president, Dr. Mary Papazian, and she wrote back and pointed me in the right direction, and we found out how many credits I had outstanding. I was able to take care of those, and here I am. Yeah, if not for the pandemic, I'd be walking across that stage this afternoon.
Well, we have a surprise for you, because joining us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline right now is the president of San Jose State University, Mary Papazian. Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. And Steve, congratulations.
Well, hi, President Papazian. It's great to talk with you. And, you know, I have to thank you, because you know, you're a busy university president, and some guy you don't even know sends you an email with a tale of woe stretching back 40 years. And you got back to me within just an hour or so and pointed me towards some great people. And, you know, so thank you. If not for you, I don't know that this would have happened. You pointed me there.
Well, Steve, it started with you, and you're obviously a great storyteller. And I was just glad I saw the email, and I know my staff is pretty amazing. But, you know, the best things in life sometimes just take a while to percolate. So you did it, and just enjoy the kudos. Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you so much, and hopefully we'll get a chance to say hello in person sometime, because if you do hold a commencement, you better believe that after 40, now 40-plus years, I'm coming back to walk across that stage.
Well, good. I look forward to it, and we will. And so I'm going to hold you to it, Steve.
Thank you so much.
It. Such a kick to reconnect you two. Dr. Papazian, while we have you, tell us a little bit more about what else you will be doing for your graduates this year.
Well, thanks, Jeff. It's you know, it's tough for the students. They've worked so hard, and it's not just the students. It's their families, their extended families. Many of them are the first in their families to earn a college degree. So walking across that stage and hearing those cheers and celebration is so extraordinarily meaningful to them. And I hope that we'll be able to do that for each of those students in subsequent commencements. But short of that, we have graduation recognition websites. They are able to take their own photos. They were on campus, post them, tell their stories. We've invited members of the community to offer them congratulations and inspiration and really generate that enthusiasm that is so worthy of celebration this time of year.
Well, President Papazian, thank you so much for joining us. And Steve Scott, our colleague, congratulations. Fantastic story. Good job.
Well, thank you very much, guys. It's great to talk with you.
Yeah, before we let you go, Steve, say a word or two about finishing something that long after it started. I think that's inspiring to a lot of folks.
Well, I you know what? It's not something being a graduate now that's going to make me any smarter or any richer at this point in my life. But you're absolutely right, Jeff. It's something that was just kind of hanging there. And every 10 years or so, I would think about it. And this time, maybe it was that round number 40 that kind of kicked me in that direction to actually get it done. And to get it done, I think there's a couple things that are evident to me. First of all, I think I appreciate it more than had I done the traditional four-year route. I did the 40-year route, and I think I appreciate it more. And also, it just shows that it's never too late. You know, if there's something you've always wanted to do, maybe you always wanted to go to culinary school. You want to be a chef. Maybe you always wanted to learn to ski or something like that. Or maybe you want to finish up and get your college degree. It's not too late. And, you know, if a guy like me, who was not a great student back in the day, just kind of limped my way through, if I could do it, anybody can do it. So, that's my message, I think.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been just a real pleasure. That's been Steve Scott. He is a South Bay native. He is WCBS 880 News Anchor now. Don't go away. Traffic's coming up.